The earth is very old. No one knows when it was made, but God has always been living. He created the heavens and the earth. The earth was empty and very dark, covered with water. Nothing lived on the earth. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light was good. He called the light day and the darkness night. This was the first day. On the second day, God spoke and made the sky. Next, God said, "I want dry land to come out of the water." So it did. God named the land earth and the water sea. God saw that this was good. Then God said, "Let all the green plants grow out of the earth." All this happened on the third day, and it was good. Then on the fourth day, God spoke again. He said, "Let the sun and the moon and stars come into the sky." So this happened. God put them in the sky to give light to the earth. The sun shines in the day. The moon and stars shine at night. God saw that this was good too. On the fifth day, God spoke again. He said, "I want the seas to be filled with living things. I want birds to fly in the sky." So God created everything that lives in the sea and flies in the sky. And God blessed them, and meaning he created everything. Finally, God said, "Now I am going to make human beings. Unlike animals, they will stand up tall and have a soul. They will be like me, rule the earth, and care for it." So God took some dust from the ground and formed man. He breathed the breath of life into them. Man became alive. God blessed them, saying, "I want you to live all over the earth." God saw that everything he made was very good. This ended the sixth day. On the seventh day, God rested. His work was done. So he blessed that day and made it holy. So how many days did God use for creation? What did God do on the seventh day? He rested. When is the seventh day? And one of the Bible verses, in the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So, all right, guys, have a great day.